After the Axial Age, religion functions more as an agent of personal transformation, less concerned with such matters as ensuring a good crop or providing nourishment for the powers that be. Post-axial religion now enables individuals to do such things as secure a happy afterlife or learn to treat other human beings with respect. Often, the religious dynamic is one of personal change, for example, from being a sinner to being holy, or from being ignorant to gaining enlightenment. It is during the Axial Age that classical Hinduism emerges from its Aryan and Indus Valley roots. That emergence was both revolutionary and conservative. The new concerns engendered during this era did not mean that the old traditions of the Vedas were eliminated. As new ways of addressing new issues developed, the Vedic traditions were incorporated into a greater reality. Most of the Vedic rituals were preserved, and many are still performed today in India. The priestly class emerges somewhat ironically, with even greater power than they did before. The Veda assumes even greater authority now and becomes the criterion for what counts as orthodox. The Buddhists and the Jains, who did not accept the absoluteness of Vedic authority, were thus considered heterodox philosophies. This is the conservatism of the developing Hindu tradition. But classical Hinduism also had innovative features. What will occupy our attention for the remainder of this talk are two interrelated concepts that emerged in classical Hinduism: the transmigration of the soul and karma. The belief in reincarnation, or transmigration of the soul, is a fundamental assumption of virtually all philosophical and religious perspectives that have originated in India. Although they tend to understand it differently, Hindus, Buddhists, Jains, and Sikhs share the view that humans are reborn after they die. In Hinduism, this idea involves the actual rebirth of the soul in another physical form. We're not altogether certain where the notion came from in Indian thought. Transmigration is not mentioned in the oldest parts of the Veda, so an Aryan origin is doubtful. The concept may represent a reappearance of a belief from the subjugated Indus Valley traditions, but this too is uncertain. The notion of transmigration probably began as an esoteric doctrine propagated by a small group of wandering sages who were prevalent in northern India during the Axial Age or slightly before it. It is striking that the concept of the soul's rebirth developed in India at just about the same time it was being discussed and accepted by certain philosophers in Greece, such as Pythagoras, Socrates, and Plato. Unlike India, however, the idea of reincarnation never gained popular acceptance in Greece and always remained a philosopher's theory. In India, the concept of transmigration arose at a time of serious doubt about the traditional sacrifices and their rewards. Among those who accepted the Vedic idea of heaven, many began to question whether the heaven itself were a permanent reward. Perhaps heaven was not everlasting bliss. Perhaps one went to heaven and then died again after enjoying its fruits for a while, only to be reborn once again on the earth. Perhaps even the gods themselves were subject to death. Reincarnation was first known not as rebirth, as it's called today, but as re-death, as if to accent these fears about dying. In a relatively short period, the belief in transmigration was widely accepted. Today, this understanding of human destiny remains a fundamental assumption of Hinduism. On the more popular level, the idea is practically self-evident and requires no demonstration. It's very clear that the world undergoes a constant cycle of regeneration, and so there's no reason to assume that the same is not true for our essential selves. Even on the more philosophical level, Hindu sages usually find no need to argue the case, though one of the six orthodox philosophies of the Hindu tradition did deny the reality of transmigration. What philosophers discuss are the modes and forms of transmigration, rather than question its existence.